Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, you might not suck as a human being, but something or maybe multiple things about you do suck. It's just human nature, right? And no one knows this better than your family. For example, if you're a vegan, you don't suck. However, if you're a vegan and put the burden of your voluntary dietary restrictions on other people, well, yeah, you suck. Case in point, a woman wrote one of those Dear Abby-style letters complaining that her adult daughter is ruining the food at family gatherings. You see, instead of bringing her own food, the daughter expects the family to accommodate her. And they've been giving it a try, and as this woman says, everything we eat sucks. So she might not suck as a human being, but that part of her sucks. Then there are those trivial matters that families engage in, right? What radio station to listen to in the car, who has the right to the TV remote, and who controls the thermostat. In fact, an 87-year-old man in Florida, he was arrested last week after shoving his 85-year-old wife. What was the issue? The wife had the audacity to turn the thermostat down, right? It was just too warm in the house for her. She turned it down. That is not what husband wants. Next thing you know, they're scrapping in the hallway. That's it. So don't mess with the man's thermostat. Now, look, these are just some of the stories we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. And this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be part of the big show, the random question. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,311. What a large and uncharged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of your guest is as good as mine. Coming up at 4:30, our categories. We have the 10 states with the highest auto theft risk.
All right.
According to new data. Now, have any of you ever had your car broken into or any shenanigans as far as someone trying to steal your car, taking crap out of the inside?
Yeah, my wife lost a pair of very expensive sunglasses in the parking garage at Target.
Recently?
Then the last year. I don't remember when, but yeah, pretty recently.
Bust the window open to get in, I guess?
No, she forgot to lock the door.
Oh, all right. Well, that was
she told me. That was more of a gift. She was pissed about. And we had someone, not even break into the car. We left it unlocked, but it was in our driveway. And they just rooted through to find change. They didn't find any because we don't keep any in there. But I believe they may have helped themselves to a pack of gum.
Okay. All right. It's one of those weird things because I always, if you stop at a light, there's a couple of people that I see on a regular basis. And they're, asking for a buck or some change. And I realize I don't have any singles anymore. If I have money in my wallet, typically I've gone to an ATM. It's a $20 bill. I'll take it like 40. So I've got $40 in my wallet.
And I get a 20.
I have no change in my car. Yeah. I just don't have it. It's not there anymore. I used to have change in my car. But since COVID, I don't have any money.
Nah.
You could break into my car. Either way, you could definitely steal my car. So we have the states that have the highest risk of getting your car stolen. And it is a who's who of the West Coast.
I can believe that. That makes sense.
For the most part, there are a couple of states that don't fit that criteria. But they looked at multiple factors, including easily accessible vehicles, high population density, organized crime rings, cars in the area that sell the most that are easily stolen, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that's all part of that. Then we have the states with the best or worst dental health. We are bringing it back. So as far as these categories.
Three states come to mind. I don't know if it's correct.
Look. Take the easy road here, go worst.
Yeah.
And I think that you'll find that you got a better chance of getting 10 out of 10 than if you go good teeth, as far as the United States goes. Endometrics, visits to the dentist, number of dentists and dental clinics.
How good their college football team is.
Treatment cost. I believe our insurance is a two dental trip a year insurance.
I believe so. But I got my kids on there. They kind of mess up my numbers. So every time I go... Well, sometimes I go, and it's on the house. I go, they always tell you the total, right? So they'll just give me the total, then they say, have a good day. I'm like, cool. Then other times, because I'm never sure, when my kids have been or not been, and I go in, and they give me the price, then ask how I plan on paying. And I'm like, damn it, man, because I know the kid, we've never had to pay for the kids, which is good.
I
had to pay for me.
Got a cleaning coming up in a couple weeks. I always get a different dental hygienist. It's always amazing to me the take that you will get from just different people cleaning your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody are like, do you use a wax floss? I don't know, man. Whatever you guys give me is what I use.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's in that little white little disc thing. Is that wax? I don't know. Or someone's like, you need to brush your gums more. Then I'll go to somebody the next time around.
Brush your gums.
Brush my gums.
Yeah, massage the gums.
And then they say, your gums look great.
Mm-hmm.
You have wonderful. The next time I go in there, it's like, I'm the worst person on this planet. It just really depends on who's cleaning your teeth.
I never get a bad dental hygienist. It's always the dentist that lays
down. I'm the one wrong.
The dental hygienist is like, good to see you. How you been? How are the kids? They know damn well I don't know if it's wax or not. So they don't bother to ask the question. They just ask, you brush your teeth, right? I'm like, every day, man. They're like, cool. They drop it. But then when the dentist comes in at the end, if you have the ability to feel guilty, they find a way to needle you on something.
Yes. That is very
really, because look, with the doctor, well, the doctor's different because you already know what you do bad, right? You go into the doctor, you can say, like, look, man, I smoke, I drink, I eat processed meat. Like, you know the new, with the dentist, you honestly think you've done a good job, right? I'm flossing every day, brushing twice, I brush after. No matter what you do, no matter how good a care you take of your mouth, your dentist is going to find something. I got told last time I have a high mineral count in my saliva.
What does that mean?
It just means I have a higher mineral count in my saliva. So all that told me was this is something completely out of my control.
Right.
But so that, still so say
that,
it anyway.
Does that eat the enamel off your teeth?
I
is there something that they're worried about? Like,
I don't know. She didn't say.
Chew on a Tums or something?
She did not say whether it was important. She just said, but the way she said it, she seemed disgusted. Like, you have a very high mineral count in your saliva. So I'm thinking, okay, well, that's not good, but she's not telling me what it does. So I didn't ask. I figured if it's important, you would explain why that matters. She just wanted me to know.
Yep, understood.
Yeah, mineral count is too high.
That's really the way she seemed.
It's as good as mine coming up 4:30. Also, hey, look, man, it is a sunny day today. Yeah. We got a chance to go up to Black Raven for a few hours yesterday and spend some time with some listeners up there in Woodinville. Great afternoon. Ended up getting a six-pack of the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager and the IPA, which are now in my fridge, which I'm going to enjoy when I get home.
Yes, you will.
I'll celebrate a little Cinco de Mayo tonight. I think I'm going to make some shrimp tacos. But if you are throwing some stuff on the grill tonight, pick up some beer, pick up the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. Great day to do that if you are having a barbecue and celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Today is the day we do a random question. Question 206-803-ROCK.
God damn it. Sorry.
Random.
Ask us.
Oh, we lost everybody?
No. Random. Fair enough. Call back.
If you're on hold there.
Okay, let's give you guys one. This is kind of deep, but what was your favorite school lunch? I'm talking the whole boat, man. From first grade on. There are certain things that I remember that I absolutely...
Are we talking about... Are we including, like, hot lunches or just stuff you brought in?
Both.
Oh, brought it?
Both.
I don't know if I ever brought my lunch into school.
I always loved the French bread pizza that they had there.
Yes.
At school. We did not have that.
We did, man.
Dude, that was the
funny had, like, just that square...
Like sponge kind of thing?
Yeah.
Ted's right. It was just dry and...
You weren't happy that day, though?
I was happy it was pizza day.
That
was...
rippled through the hallways of school. Like, by the time you got to lunch, you knew.
So we didn't that have we didn't have hot lunch every day, right? It was a Catholic school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we did on Thursdays. And I would say the highlight was chicken nugget day.
Okay.
Oh, sure. What grade
is it? I don't think we had that.
Or did it matter?
It does matter because sometimes they'd bring in real pizzas from like Three Brothers.
All right.
So like if you were up to third grade, you could have like a piece or two.
Okay.
Like as you got older, you got more. Okay. So the nuggets were a big deal. Because like, I think when you got to like middle school, and granted, it's all K through eight. When you got to like fifth, sixth, or seventh grade, you could have like 12 nuggets.
Wow.
So you didn't have 10 as opposed to like six.
I remember the chili being good. And they give you some crackers.
I remember
that
the chili.
That wasn't a bad day.
That's the end of my statement.
I
remember having it.
Dude, you know what I used to eat?
God, they used to give us milk.
Peanut butter and jelly and then... I used to eat a lot of bologna with mustard on white bread.
I mean, back in the day, that was... You know what, man? In third grade, my mother hooked me up with the Skippy can of peanut butter or pudding.
All right.
So it had the metal
snack
top.
Pack.
And she would say the same thing every time. This was every morning, right?
Don't She'd lick say, the lid.
Don't lick the lid. You're going to cut your tongue. I licked the living hell out of that.
I think the kind we got were either Del Monte or Hunt's. Those were great.
What, puddings?
Yeah, chocolate puddings.
Del Monte makes chocolate pudding.
They're in a little green tin.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I've never heard of the Del Monte. Or who was the other one you said?
Hunt's. Mm-hmm. If they made ketchup in that day, they also made pudding.
What was that?
I'm telling you.
I don't remember a Heinz pudding, which I'm sure would have been superior. Yeah.
Well, the problem with the lunchbox was the fact that there's not enough room in the thermos for as much juice as a growing child
as you would like, yeah.
So, like, you got, like, a cup and then maybe a half a cup or a fourth of a cup. So that sucked.
But wait, your mom put juice in it?
Or Kool-Aid or whatever, yeah.
My mother would put
juicy
milk
juice
in it.
Juicy
and I would try to explain. You understand, like, this lunchbox goes in a cubbyhole. It's not refrigerated. It's just sitting there, right? And depending on what time you got to lunch, I had a thermos of warm milk. And within, like, 2 weeks, it stunk. Like, there's nothing you could do to get the stink out of it. But it's just more milk.
Here's a weird one, though, that used to... I don't know why, but I'm particular about certain things. So, when, Ted, you brought up the square rectangular pizza, all right?
Yeah.
It's basically a sheet pizza. If you look it up, technically it's probably known as a Sicilian pizza. It's probably anywhere between a half inch to 3/4 of an inch thick.
Just a big square or rectangle piece of pizza.
Did you guys have Elio's at home, too?
At home, yes.
Right? Same thing. It came in like three pieces and you'd break off like a frozen square.
Now, in my school, they made the pizza homemade.
All right.
Which, you know, great, awesome, whatever. But the problem with me and pizza is that pizza to me is a lot like nachos and French fries. Okay, so some people like a soggier French fry.
Right.
Some people like a crispier one. You eat them based on how you like your fries. When you look at a plate of nachos, you know exactly where you're going in.
Oh, yeah, the first couple, for sure.
And everybody knows. Whatever that is, whatever the preference is, like, ooh, there's some sour cream.
Right.
Ooh, there's a big piece of cheese. You go in and get what you want. Pizza's the same way. No one can give you a piece of pizza. Because, like, if you said, all right, Miles, go give me a slice of pepperoni and bring me back this. I'm going to look for the one with, like, the smallest piece of pepperoni.
Yeah,
the least amount of the big bubble on top. I'm going to give you that. You know why? Because I want the really good piece of pizza.
Of course.
So that's mine. You know what I'm saying? So when someone else gives you a piece of pizza, you're like, I would have probably picked a different piece. I got to be honest with you.
Even the lunch lady?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it's all dry. I got a corner piece. There's not enough sauce on it. Barely any cheese.
I was so excited for those days.
This mess sucks.
That day and any day of the day at Tater Tots. And the important thing strategically, we learned this in junior high, was not a problem in elementary school. But if it was Tater Tot day, you know, you wait in this line, everyone's getting their food. You realize there are five or six guys that are stalking right off the line on either side. It takes one day of lunch in middle school to recognize that those guys, they basically are the tot bandits. So kids were turned around with a plate full of tater tots, and these kids, they would just snatch all the tots or lick them or sneeze on them and slap the tray out of the kid's hand. And you realize this only happens on tater tot day. So after our first tater tot day in middle school, we all agreed, dude, lick your tots. But you need
to. Oh, someone's going to steal them.
If you do not lick your tots, and these kids do not see you lick your tots, they're going to take them. And all of them are big enough that you're not going to do anything
also,
about it.
But there was also parents that really loved their children when I was going to school. And they would have, like, big ham and cheese sandwiches, delicious soft white bread, a little thing of Pringles or potato chips. They'd have a Hostess product in there with them. They'd have some, you know, Kool-Aid or whatever, or little juice boxes.
Yeah, they were the rich kids.
Yeah. And they would bring it in.
Without a doubt.
Spread it out, and they had like, you know, four or five Chips Ahoy and whatever it was, everything you wanted while you just looked.
You had Del Monte pudding.
It's your sad ass vegetable soup and a dry ass grilled cheese sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But some days are better than others. Reason I asked, what was your favorite school lunch? Health officials in India are investigating an incident after more than 100 kids got sick after eating lunches. Contaminated by a dead snake, Ted.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Jesus. According to the department's National Human Rights Commission, 24 students required hospitalization. A local outlet states the school cook served the midday meal after removing snake remains from the food.
Would you have had them leave the snake there?
After which some of the children experienced dizziness and vomiting. Now, they say 500 kids in total were served the meal. News of the incident sparked outrage among locals, like, you just picked the snake out and that's it. Villagers actually had a blockade at a highway in protest. They have set a 2-week deadline for police to report on the incident, provide an update on affected children's health. The commission said the situation raises a serious issue, a violation of the human rights of the students. Well, they started the world's largest free school meal program, and that intended to boost child nutrition and school attendance in 2001. They note the initiative, called the Midday Meal Scheme, covers more than 113 million kids between the ages of 6 and 10.
That's if they don't mind a little dead
that's
snake.
That's a good thing, but you shouldn't have a dead snake in there. In 2013, a case involved pesticide tainted in school meals resulted in another 23 student deaths.
Jesus.
And led to subsequent government improvements in food safety standards.
Now, look, pesticides, I understand that. Because if you're in the kitchen cooking, I don't know if you use pesticide. I'm just making a meal. If I'm in the kitchen cooking and I pull a dead snake out of the food, like, I'm very aware of what I'm serving at this point.
Yeah, it just says, we need to throw out this batch of food.
That's all you got to do, man. Just throw it out. They didn't even do that. Good God. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay. Matt, let's go with this one for you. If you could play any instrument, what instrument do you wish you could play?
Guitar, I think, probably.
Guitar.
The standard guitar.
Guitar, yeah.
You take that over piano.
Those are the two that it's always a toss.
That's why I was here. That's why I hesitated, because I know, like, piano, if you can play piano, you can probably play guitar or vice versa, but...
I mean, not great, but you're right. You're right. Look, here's my thought on piano. And I play bass. I can kind of play guitar, but the reason I pick piano is just this. One, this is all about getting laid, right? It's all about getting laid, and you have a better chance of finding an unattended piano somewhere, and you lay down your chops and amaze everybody than you do just having a guitar sitting around. Like, guitars bring their guitar and kind of ruin the campfire, where you might go somewhere, hey, man, there's a piano. Well, brother that knows how to play piano.
See, I'm the opposite. Okay. I can't decide which one I'd rather do, but I would take guitar because I could just have it in my trunk. Whereas, like, how often do you run into an unattended or
unattended
piano?
You're not wrong, but hear me out on this. You're absolutely not wrong, but say twice a year. I don't know. You go somewhere on vacation, there it is in a hotel.
Yeah.
Or maybe, right? That's kind of your situation. I understand that. But if you bring your guitar, you're just freaking annoying.
Also, you never walk.
Just freaking annoying, man, because it's like, God damn it, you brought this thing up. Ted's running out to his car to get his guitar. See, I don't like that. As where if we walk in and, hey, Ted, there's a piano over there. And you just sat down and brought the house
up. I'm saying, like, in a restaurant, there's never, like, a drum kit. You don't walk into a hotel and they got a drum kit set up just in case.
That's all I'm saying. It's just the opportunity.
And a lot of people can play guitar. I have a couple friends that have played, that can play piano. And it is amazing to watch all the women difference. In the room. Yeah.
They want to hear you play. If you play guitar, they go... Cool. If you play piano, suddenly people want to hear
you. See, I also believe if you play piano, you don't need to really be able to sing that well.
No, you don't. You absolutely don't.
So you could just play piano and never open your mouth, and that's perfectly fine.
Because everyone will sing the songs you know.
I feel like the guy who brings the guitar, he's also going to try to sing a little. And I'm not sure that I need that.
Well, it doesn't mean he can't sing. That's the problem. He can just play guitar. He might. What about saxophone?
No. Too much of a headache.
From saxophone?
Just trying to play that reed is difficult.
Okay, but I mean, like, but you play it now, man.
It's kind of like an oboe. I mean, it's just one of those things.
Thank you for that great comparison.
Well,
you know, when you play the oboe.
It's a different reed, but I mean, those are like headache instruments. They're known for that.
The oboe?
Clarinet is. Anything with a reed.
Huh.
It's just one of those things where the way you have to pucker your face, you blow into it.
You know? I hope they don't do it like that.
What about a bagpipe?
That's kind of, but again, I think it's cool if you can play it, but I feel like you have to have your own. And you're breaking it out once a year.
Plus your friends
and you're doing it on the one day a year that anyone that can play bagpipes playing bagpipes, right? So your thunder is stolen, man.
Are creepy, non-underwear-wearing kilt people, too. So, like, when you get the band together.
Oh, just where else do you practice?
Half the people are just
That's banging. What I mean. They only play it one day a year, unless there's some special event, right? But otherwise, like, you're not playing it. You probably don't just have it on you in the car like the guitar. And you're not going to walk into the hotel and go, hey, Ted, there's an unattended
bagpipe. I think the piano is the right answer.
Yeah.
Really, so my father claimed for years he could play the accordion, right? But there was never an accordion around. So one year, we're all up at Cape Cod, and his brother, my Uncle Phil, comes back, and he's like, all right, Eddie, put up or shut up. And he's like, what? And he had been driving around Cape Cod, stopped at a yard sale, bought an accordion.
It How was, much?
Yeah, I want to say it was still probably like $60.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But he was just so tired of hearing it. He's like, play it.
And did your dad play it?
No, he couldn't play it. He'd been lying for 20 years saying he could
about
play that.
About the accordion.
About the accordion.
I mean, he didn't even pick a cool instrument.
Dad, I'm glad you brought that up, because the reason we asked what instrument can you play or wish you could play, the Acme Accordion School is seeing an uptick in the instrument's popularity.
I'd like to play it.
At the Community College of Philadelphia, they teach students the ins and outs of piano tuning and playing an accordion. And after more than 50 years... the choir and group continue to build a community through music. They teach students to solve problems through STEM. And basically, they're saying that as far as accordion school students, pupils, there's been an uptick.
I would have to think Weird Al Yankovic has more to do with that than anyone else. Yeah. Name another accordion player.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock. Trying to question 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Random, hola, random,
hola.
Random,
hola. Gary, welcome to the program.
Listener.
What's that, Gary?
I say I'm a longtime listener and I'm somewhat multiple caller, but.
Well, we appreciate that. Certainly do.
Very much so. You know, people tell me they thank me for my service. I think I'll thank you for your service.
Oh, well, thank you, man. Yeah, man. We appreciate you like the show. Hell yeah. Okay. Hey, Gary, do you live by yourself?
No, I'm married. And my whole family lives with me.
All right. Wait, how old are your kids?
In their 40s.
Okay. And they're living with you.
Well, COVID kind of screwed the world, you know?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go with this one. Since you do have a home full of family members, what would you say, whether it's a big deal or not so big deal, what is the main source of conflict in your home? As far as just like, would you just stop doing that?
Right.
Or what annoys you, you know?
I have an autistic. The boy only eats specific things. So it's not healthy. So that's probably the key. I told my kid, I said, I'm going to stop buying all this crap food because it costs so much. So,
What are the only things the kid will eat? Like, what is on this kid's menu?
All right. Pepperoni pizza, cheese pizza, Hot Pockets.
So far, so good.
I'm done.
That's
and
it.
Maybe some ramen noodles with weirded out Korean stuff he watches on the internet.
All right.
Weird.
What? How old is your grandson?
He's
16
years old.
16. Okay.
Wow. So he has the things he like, and that's what he's going to eat.
I mean,
got Asperger's and all kinds of mental stuff going on.
Okay, sure. But I will say this: yeah. When I was 16, if I could have convinced my parents to just buy me pepperoni or cheese pizza, not Pockets, that is the role I would have played.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Asperger's doesn't have something to do with it, but you're saying it's 16 years old. If I could have convinced my parents that that's the only thing I'll eat, I'll be a lot less trouble if you just get me these foods. I'd have played that. And a 16-year-old boy, right. That is what they like
well,
to
food
eat.
Well, food matters. I mean, like, look, I'm not saying I'm divorced because of food.
But he got divorced because of food.
No, I did not. I did not. Obviously, there's more to that. But as far as
but the
food
fact
goes,
that you inserted it in a sentence no, says no, that this is not far, lost on
as
you.
As far as conflict goes, right? You know, you have a long day, and you know it's really cool that your wife's cooking for you, and you know she's roasting like squash. And
it's not cooking for you; it's cooking for her.
Know,
she made
I,
enough
I
for you to suffer.
I know that, but it's just
there's
like,
a difference. There's you not, did this for me to suffer, and you know I don't want to eat this, but I can't say anything.
I'm
you put the
so
effort
not
in.
Looking forward to coming home and eating there. You know, and then you know on the flip side,
did you ever say anything? Did you ever say, "Hey, look, it's not that it's bad. It's just not
okay,
my favorite."
So she would take a squash, right?
and then she would hollow out the... she'd cut it in half.
I'm already annoyed.
Hollow out the fat part, right? The big ball?
Yeah.
So she'd make a bowl.
Okay.
And then she would roast the squash with salt and pepper. Sounds fine, whatever. It's just roasted squash. And then she would take, like, turkey meat or fake ground beef chili and scoop that in there and then put some fake cheese on it and stick it back in the oven and melt the fake cheese on top of the fake meat on top of the squash thing. And
is that the main course?
That is what dinner is right
now. I guess it sounds horrible.
It's just not. It's not. Actually, it's fine. It's
is it?
It's fine. It's,
you put effort into fine. Like, when something's fine, you go, dude, it's fine. But when something's fine, it's not.
Here's what it is. It's like if you were to go to the restaurant and order the last thing you want on them.
That's what that meal is.
So all the other, there's 25 things on that. The one thing you're like, oh, hell no. That's basically what you're ordering.
That is probably the most relatable thing that you've said about something being fine. You still kind of want it, but it is at the very bottom of your list of what you want.
The last thing I'd order off your menu.
You have checked off everything they said they don't got it. Hey, we got the pea soup. Like, all right, I'll have the pea soup.
Okay, at a sushi place.
Look, I'm fired up about dinner right now. I don't even know what I'm going to make when I get home.
Right.
I have no idea, but I'm hungry. I'm ready to rock. I don't want some kind of gourd, you know, crap on top.
With fake stuff in it.
Yeah, just not my thing.
That doesn't sound like dinner.
But,
I mean, it just, you know, sounds like something you bring to a harvest party.
I would want to go pick up food.
Right?
Then you could never get on the same page as far as what would be acceptable for me to pick up. So I'd be like, you know, just want to get Thai food tonight. I hate Thai. Okay, well, I mean, I could go get Chinese if you wanted to. No, I don't want that. All right, well, what do you want? Oh, I have anything. I can go get Mexican food. No, I don't want Mexican food. How about a pizza? Have that for lunch.
Right.
Like, you are not helping me. Just say, go get hamburgers.
Right.
Just make this quick. Just whatever. Like, don't make this a guessing game from Indian food. No, not really a fan of Indian food. Like,
I've made it simple. Look, if we're at that point, like, what do you want to eat? And if you're not sure, then I'm going to go ahead and make what I would like to eat. I will make extra for you if you'd like some. And if not, then I'm going to make this for me. Like, we're having two separate dishes.
Right.
Same thing. And the problem to me is now when you go out. Like, it's easy to order in because I can say, I would like Chinese. You can say, well, I'd rather have Indian, which will never happen. But say that did happen. We can order from two different places. I'm cool with that. But the restaurant, it's like in the end, by the time you're done with the argument, like, babe, you know what would make the most sense for us right now? Go to the food court at the mall. Right?
Something.
Just get what you want. Anything. We'll meet back at the table and have dinner.
All right. So here's my other thing that I was horrible at. And this was the worst one, man, because I mean, you want to talk about infuriating someone. I was champion at this. So I would once a week do my laundry, try to keep a window. You go to the washing machine, there's clothes in there. All right, not the worst deal in the world. There's also clothes in the dryer. So what do? I fold those the best of my ability.
You didn't do it right.
And then,
however you did it.
And then I take the washed clothes that are in the washing machine and put those in the dryer. Now, here's something that every man on this planet needs to understand. When a woman washes her clothes, not all of those clothes go from the washing machine into the dryer.
That is correct.
Now, when a man does laundry, all right, the entire frickin' load. Man doesn't go, oh, yeah, that can't be air dry.
Yeah.
No, we don't have that crap. We don't have anything remotely like that. So when I'm scooping your stuff out and I'm sticking it in the dryer, I did not know that that couldn't go in there. I didn't know that that only could be hung on a rack or whatever. I did not know that sweater would turn out it looks like it should be on a baby doll
right
now when I'm done with
my
it.
My bad.
So that would just by trying to do my laundry, I would absolutely ruin a $200 this or a bra that wasn't supposed to go in there. Or I wouldn't put a hook from the bra would grab a piece of
like
the
a sock or something. Yeah. And rip it all
a big pull thing on it or, you know, because I'm supposed to put that in a net or whatever the hell.
Yeah. Again, we own no clothes like this.
So to me, it's just, well, then will you please move this stuff into the dryer so that I can wash my clothes? Because I asked you to like 2 days ago and it's starting to stink, you know. So then you got to wash that all over again. But God, that used to drive me nuts.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty good with my wife's crap. For the most part, she wants me to stay away from the laundry. And I'm smart enough to go, cool, right? I don't make it. But when we got back from vacation last week, whatever the hell it was, We had washed a bunch of clothes at the condo before we flew home, which is nice. Opened a suitcase.
Always, yeah.
I am refolding my T-shirts, and she's just looking at me. Right? I'm standing in the living room. We're watching TV. I'm watching TV, and I realize she is not staring at me. And I look at her, and she's not staring at me. She's staring at my hands that are holding a T-shirt. And I just said, what? She's like, I hate the way you fold T-shirts. And look, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I was like, what?
How do you fold T-shirts?
I'm going to grab it, snap it in half, folded it over again. Like it's a nice little...
Grab it. You just snap it in half.
Snap it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's it. That's what I did.
That's what I do.
That is not the way to do it. I do not know.
No, you're supposed to. What the,
I don't know. I don't know. She did not correct me. She just said, I almost have a hard time watching you do
that's
this.
Why.
And I know she means it. But to my knowledge, when I folded it again, I'm like, I am not doing anything
wrong.
Now
you got
to
tuck in the arms.
I guess.
Ted,
maybe. I still fold the arms over. Like, because I'll snap it around. I crack it in half again. Arms are not hanging side by side. I just flip them over.
That's, okay. one thing.
That's not how I fold them.
What do you do?
Well, first of all, honestly, a lot of my T-shirts, I just hang dry.
I used to until I ran out of room in the closet.
But I don't know where I learned it. Right? You take it, you put the shoulders behind it, and then you kind of flare it out, and then it folds into like three, and it comes out in a perfect square.
Yes, so you're doing like department store style.
Correct. Exactly. Correct. Okay. See, my first wife did retail. So she worked for American Eagle Outfitters. She was a manager there for like 8 years, right? When I got my laundry, it looked real good.
Oh, sure.
Like when she folded it, and she would do the same thing. Anything that I folded her, she would unfold it and fold it the right way.
I don't even fold my wife's stuff. No, I won't do it.
There was no point in me even trying to contribute in that. I'll contribute somewhere else. She's got this. Like I cannot compete with store folding person who makes the perfect stacks.
But again, I'm like, you realize these go into a drawer. It's not like they're on this. I get why you do it for display. Right. It's on display. This is in a closed drawer. I don't even know what they look like until I open it. But she did not say how she folds them. Perhaps it is that way. But however I do
it.
I
was impressed.
For her eyes, disgusting to watch. I've also found out, even hanging my laundry. I'm trying to be nice. There's like a big pile of laundry already on the hangers. I will put my hoodies in the wrong order. Any of my long shirt. So I'm like, again, first of all, I'm like, it's my clothes. Why does it bother you? She said, it just bothers me. Because it just bothers me.
Like,
it's my OCD.
I have put
my clothes away thinking I did the right thing. I take a shower. I walk back to the closet because now I'm going to put on actual clothes. It has been rearranged. It is like color coordinated. I mean, I'm not sure entirely what the system is, but obviously I blow it even when I hang up my own clothes. Mm-hmm. So when she says she does not want me to have anything to do with laundry, she's not joking. And I'm like, that is the most beautiful thing you've ever said in your life. I got no problem with that.
Reese, we asked, what is the main source of conflict in your home? We head to Florida, where an 87-year-old man, he was arrested for a domestic battery after tangling with his wife when she wanted to turn the air conditioning down in the couple's place.
Oh, she did for a change.
Mm-hmm. And it was long a source of marital strife.
My God.
Control of the thermostat triggered at 7 a.m. in the confrontation Monday between Charles Ingram, an 85-year-old, they don't name his wife. Investigators say Ingram returned to the couple's St. Petersburg home and argued with the victim, his wife, about the air conditioner. Woman touched the thermostat to turn the air down, prompting Ingram to allegedly push the victim away from the thermostat against the wall. When questioned by police, Ingram reportedly admitted to pushing her first and then stated that the victim pushed him back. He was arrested for domestic violence with a charge enhanced to a felony due to a prior battery conviction that dated back more than four decades.
What?
Yeah, his rap sheet includes a 1985 felony welfare fraud conviction. Anyway.
1985.
85. Scheduled to appear in court, a judge is likely going to order him to have no contact with his wife and bar him from returning to the couple's residence. They bought that home in 1971, so keep in mind it's 54 years they've lived together. Now he just got kicked out for pushing his wife for turning down the thermostat. And one more story.
I would love to date a woman that actually wants it colder.
Me too, especially at night.
Yeah, it's like a constant struggle.
I'm down with that. I mean, I like it cold.
And just take the goddamn duvet and the comforter on your side. I don't need it.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't need to be cocooned in that thing. Story says, we tried accommodating our daughter and her vegan lifestyle, but family gatherings just are not the same. I believe this is like a Dear Abby thing. When my daughter married 25 years ago, she and her husband decided to go vegan. Now, my husband and I, we respected and fully supported them. After all, we had raised her on meals cooked from scratch out of natural ingredients and saw veganism as a move in an even purer direction. So they said it was hard to dish turkey Thanksgiving, roast beef for Christmas, but we handled it. Instead, we experimented making unique ethnic dishes, emphasizing real vegetables and unusual grains, even if it did take three times more effort and time and taxed stomachs not used to all the beans. Now, what was more disappointing was not being able to use butter or eggs to make traditional cakes and cookies that had been paused with pride through my mother's side of the family. I tried hard to make new plant-based desserts with substitute ingredients, but no matter what anyone claims, that they don't taste the same. Without these memorable recipes, our family gatherings always feel lacking. The last straw came after we had a barbecue with our daughter's family and grilled some of the new fancy vegan burgers. Afterward, I became violently ill, and only then discovered it contained a new synthetic ingredient that irritates digestive systems of people who have inflammatory conditions like mine. Now that I'm 75, I'm done. I just don't have the body time or energy to fight the veganism battle anymore.
No offense, honey. You're ruining family dinner.
You Listen. Are, because this is an adult. When I first saw this, I assumed the kid's like 16, right? Where they don't really have skin in the games. You got to kind of deal with it. But like, this is a grown woman. Mm-hmm. If you are vegan, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to go to a family barbecue, for Christ's sake,
well,
bring your own correct. Food. That
correct.
You put yes. the whole family well, has to go through that.
Well, and I'll scream this from the rooftops any chance that I can get. If you are trying to accommodate veganism to where we're all going to have the same thing and it's a vegan dish, cool. Do not try to substitute meats. Just right. make something that is vegan. It just happens to be that way. Okay. There's a lot of like Mexican dishes and whatnot that's like just beans and rice that's totally vegan too. Like you don't need to try to right. substitute mm-hmm. stuff. That also, doesn't work.
No, you're right, because you get my hopes up if you say these are synthetic ribs. Then in my mind, I'm thinking these are going to be ribs.
Tastes just like
that,
ribs.
They
no,
just
doesn't.
Aren't quite as good. Instead, I'm like, this is crap.
Well, a lot of ladies like to also, as far as diets go, so if their friend's on a diet, they're going to try it. If they've lost weight, they're going to try their diet. And no matter what that is, that means, guess what? Now I am on that diet. Somehow. Because she talked to Shauna for the next 2 weeks. Now I am eating what Shauna eats, which I'm not sure what that is. It's terrible. The food sucks. But because you went on the diet because your friend did, now I am basically coming home to that diet, which basically I'm going to be starving at 10 o'clock at night. I'm going to be freaking starving.
I don't do that move. That's what, like, hey, you can eat whatever you want. I'm not eating it if I don't want to eat it. Like you can try to diet or
see that. I think I'm that's just that's ingrained in your mentality with the anti vegetable thing. Like I don't have that mechanism. I don't think.
You're right. I've been well trained for this. Exactly. I'm not going to eat that.
Right.
Exactly. I've got a lifetime of experience of doing this.
No,
that's it.
I don't have that courage.
I think you can do the wife. Right. You can either go home and be like, all right, I'll try it, or just be like, all right, I'm having a steak with it.
I'll try it. Sure, I'll try it, but I ain't gonna eat it.
More of the random question coming up 206-803-ROCK.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.